You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa. We're taking a look at the world of the beer industry, particularly focusing on the excise tax that the beer industry faces, as well as the challenges around illicit trade that provide some interesting insights into what the beer industry would potentially look like and what we need to be doing to protect it. I'm joined on the line by Senior Excise Tax and Public Policy Manager at SAB, Fatsani Banda, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Fatsani, lovely to catch up again. Lovely to have you back on the show. SAB recently submitted a submission for Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Finance, looking at the impact of the excise tax. Now, we know this is a tax that gets announced by the Minister of Finance in the budget speech every year. And for some, for the last couple of years, it's been increasing at quite an alarming rate, even above inflation. Tell us about just the impact that excise tax has on not just your business, but on the beer industry as a whole.
Well, thank you for having me, and thanks for the listeners that are tuning in. Well, excise taxes remains the highest cost to the beer industry, and we have been engaging for at least 5 budget cycles with not only the Standing Committee of Finance, as you heard during Parliament, but with National Treasury asking to keep excise taxes in line with the current excise policy that says that this should be in line with projected inflation. What we have seen as a long-term trend is that over the last 11 years at least, only in 2 instances has that excise tax increase been in line with inflation and in line with the excise policy guidelines. So what we've experienced is that essentially we are not able to business plan because we have more than a policy requirement annually when we see the Minister of Finance table the excise adjustment. So what we've been essentially asking the Standing Committee of Finance, and while going on the tax bills that are tabled by the Minister, is that in order to have the short-term ability to plan appropriately and the medium-term to long-term ability to invest, we really need excise taxes to be in line with inflation.
Fatsani, now the excise policy is currently under review, and one hopes that some of the considerations and some of the submissions that the beer industry is putting forward will be taken into account when this review is concluded. Can we just get a sense from at least SAB's perspective what it is you're doing from a strategic point of view in preparation of potential outcomes? I mean, in the event that the policy is reviewed favorably, yes, that's a great thing for the business. But in the event that we come back and the increases continue at the rate at which they've been going on, surely the business has thought around these different scenarios and how to move forward.
So look, at the end of the day, the biggest loss to the government and to South Africa as a whole is to have a legal industry being really constrained by the tax environment due to adverse or a highly punitive tax changes. So what we've really said in the current excise policy review is to say we have an opportunity as the government to, of course, make systemic changes to the excise environment that do improve it, that do increase its efficiencies, but there must be a calculated and substantive view into what may occur as an adverse response to the growth in the illicit market. We have provided research by Euromonitor released last year showing that at least 1 in every 5 bottles of alcohol on the shelves or existing in the market, rather, is illicit alcohol. And that doesn't need to be exacerbated by any tax policy options or tax changes through excise in particular that may put under pressure the consumer to think it is better to choose an illicit alcohol product than a legal alcohol product. So our view is to insist on having a really an empirical evidence-based approach when thinking through the excise tax policy and the changes, and to really think about protecting the legal tax industry from the growing and existing presence of the illicit alcohol market.
Fatsani, let's stick with that illicit market for a second. We know the severe impact it has, as you said, on the legal market and on legal businesses, but from a government perspective, what would you hope as the beer industry that the government would put in place to alleviate the pressure that it creates? Because it affects margins, it affects profitability, it affects safety of consumers, not knowing what is put into the product as well. How do we hope that government intervention could potentially alleviate this problem?
Well, historically, the beer industry in particular has sought to collaborate both technically and through enforcement with the South African Revenue Service and the South African Police Service to really put in place levers and, you know, tip-offs to really, you know, reduce the presence of syndicates, not only in the manufacturing side, but allow retailers and consumers to be able to identify products that are illicit. So we've been extensively involved in that, but there hasn't been enough resourcing in that regard. And there aren't enough laws in place that disincentivize manufacturers from continuing to form syndicates that produce illicit alcohol. So there are many technical and legal elements that we have put on the table in that regard. But in terms of taxes, I think there is a call in general for the evading of taxes by illicit businesses. And the differential between those that evade and those that actually put legal alcohol on the shelves of the alcohol market, that differential can create a price differential that is between 33% and 43%. So consumers that are very cash strapped in an environment where inflation is still coming down, there seems to be more incentive to go for illicit than legal. And the tax environment shouldn't be sending those signals to consumers or to the market. So we insist that the tax policy, any changes thereof, should be in line with keeping consumers legal and keeping the manufacturers, at least the legal ones, being able to have a conducive tax environment so that we don't induce the growth in illicit alcohol.
Fatani, could the tax environment be utilized as a measure of deterrence? I mean, I'm sure this is in the submission that was put forward to the Portfolio Committee on Finance, but could we look at perhaps saying for an illicit market, perhaps that market should be taxed at a higher, more punitive rate such that it discourages involvement in illicit activity entirely? Surely that is something that is within the purview of the government and by extension, I suppose, the South African Revenue Services.
Of course, but anything illicit doesn't pay any taxes. VAT, they don't pay value-added taxes. They don't pay corporate income taxes. They don't pay excise taxes. So anybody that's operating illegally is only charging the consumer the price that they deem the consumer is willing to pay for that said product. So any legal beer that you see on the shelf is paying VAT and is paying excise taxes, hence the price is higher. There is no way to tax illegal alcohol except to close down syndicates. But if you encourage manufacturers that are coming into the beer industry by saying, "You look, it's better to not pay the higher excise tax, because only some businesses should pay that," then there is no incentive to become legal. And that's why I think the tax environment should be enabling to encourage more legal manufacturers to pay taxes rather than disincentivize them from doing so. And evading tax and tax compliance shouldn't be the status quo or the next rule. So we think that the tax environment should be enabling to encourage more legal manufacturers than to actually discourage people from actually paying the taxes and evading the cost they should pay to the government in that regard.
Enabling environments to protect the beer industry, that is what the call from SAB is to the government of South Africa, at least in their latest submission to the Standing Committee of Standing Committee on Finance around the excise tax and regulation of the beer industry. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Fatsani Banda for joining us to give us a sense of what it is that is required to potentially protect the beer industry from illicit trade and excessive taxation. This interview was brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
Commitment is not just brewing beer, it's brewing hope, it's brewing dreams,
it's brewing a legacy. For over a century, believing in something bigger, commitment is brewing a promise to step up when the nation calls, to brew moments that matter, that bring us together, for you, for the next generation, for 130 years and forever. SAB, forever committed to a future with more cheers.
South Africa, be sharp. Not for persons under the age of 18.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.